takes home even bigger prizes. You'll love playing fantasy baseball on FanDuel. It's easy to start. Just choose the players you want while staying under the salary cap, and you only need to set one lineup. Take on thousands of baseball fans from across the country, or create your own private fantasy league and play against your friends. The scoring system is simple, and payouts are fast, like 24-hour fast. But most of all, you'll love the variety that FanDuel has to offer. Beginner-only contests, big contests with bigger prizes, daily snake draft contests, and many, many more. So get in on the action and download the FanDuel Fantasy app today and sign up using promo code PLAY so they know we sent you. Again, that's promo code PLAY. Age and location restrictions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Syntec is back and better than ever at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is a premium full synthetic motor oil at an affordable price. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec full synthetic and a Wix filter for just $31.99. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Minimize friction, heat, and wear on your engine with Syntec full synthetic motor oil exclusively at
oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sarah Spain.
She is resigning now in this moment because she has been proven to have failed all of those girls.
And me, Jason Fitz, are Spain and Fitz. We are back.
College football has built into it nostalgia.
Sarah Spain.
A connection to a community. This will not have that.
Jason Fitz.
He is, when he is healthy, considered to be one of the great young pieces in the game.
Spain and Fitz returns weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
All right, amigos, it is hour number two. Hour went, flew right on by. We're live at Yeoman Stadium. It's Tulane Media Day as well. We're also getting you ready for the Saints and Ravens. We're also at some point, as Todd is anxiously, patiently, just staring into the field, not oblivion, but onto the field. Pels will play tonight as well. Cleveland, I believe, at 5 o'clock. So we'll get his take on the Trey Murphy two-minute video. That is, I'm ready to go buy a jersey. I legitimately am ready to go buy a jersey. What? Don't sigh, Maddie.
Who is today?
Yes, absolutely. I'm ready to buy a jersey.
Wait, what? Yeah. The jersey or the song? Both. I mean,
what do you think this reaction is towards the jersey?
I don't know, Maddie. This just in: every single Friday for now. What am I about to be my 12th year?
Yeah,
we play this song.
Not the one I hosted.
Yeah, we played a different one. I have it saved on a Dropbox.
Matty Hudak will never host again on a Friday. Very simple. You host my show, you do what I want. No, anyway, Matty Hudak, we talked about it in hour number one. You're the new sideline reporter for Tulane Green Wave after 12, 13 years. Have fun. No, obviously, look, I'm super excited for you as well. So joining us is quarterback Michael Pratt for the Tulane Green Wave. And Michael, how are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. You can be followed over on Twitter at MichaelPratt930. We spoke with your head coach earlier. Lots of questions, obviously, from a team standpoint. But for you, sir, it's hard to believe, man, that Southern Miss, you come in the game, and you've been the starting quarterback since. When you go from where you were a year ago with COVID and all of this stuff and who's going to play and all that to right now, can you even wrap your head about how much has happened?
Nah, it goes by fast.
So kind of give us some things that really stood out or changed from you from coming into a game, maybe not expecting to maybe play as much. I know you said you thought you might come in, but to earning the starting job, keeping the starting job, and trying to win some games last year for Tulane.
It's been awesome just since that first game. Progressively through the season, a lot of things, you know, going forward, game just slows down a lot. That was one of the biggest things. Throughout the season, just, you know, the chemistry with the receivers, especially through the off season moving into this year, you know, having faith in the offensive line, running backs, mesh points, all that stuff. So it's just been awesome this off season going in and preparing for this year.
One of the things, Michael, that stood out to me in watching you play last season was I almost sort of felt, for being a young player, not having as much experience, nothing really sort of bothered you. And it may not be true. You may what you feel inside. But what I mean by that is, how you react to, hey, they put up seven, you got to come down, and you led answering scores, if that makes sense, right? After giving up points on the defensive side, I felt most of the time you were able to do that. Or in some games, you all provided an offensive lead and getting out to fast starts. Did you kind of feel that you quickly picked up this offense? And I guess where that sort of come from, of you not even thinking about it, hey, we're down seven, let's go put up seven.
Yeah, just the competitiveness. I mean, I'm the youngest of four. All my siblings are athletes. So, you know, just coming in and, you know, just playing the game of football that we play and what we practice for every day, it pays off. And, you know, team goes up, they score, you know, we got to come back, got to score right after them. And, you know, that's especially in this league. A lot of points are put on the board, and we just got to answer that every single day.
We talked about it before we went on the air about the American Athletic Conference, and you better score. And one of the things, Michael, is most teams have a quarterback that can throw it out there, right? Whether it's SMU, UCF, you name it, all those guys every week you're reading up on them, and they're putting up points, to putting up yards. You got to like that as a competitor from your standpoint, right? Because you want to be with that then.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's a lot of really good quarterbacks in this league, a lot of really good offenses, and, you know, just got to capitalize on that and, you know, push forward.
Well, Gus, you brought up, you know, a lot of quarterbacks being able to air it out, but, you know, you also have that mobility factor. And with Chip Long kind of coming on, you know, he has experience with mobile quarterbacks, you know, being that he kind of pushed for Ian Book back at Notre Dame and helped develop him. How has his, you know, insight kind of helped you grow in this offseason, and do you see kind of a new vision that he has for this offense that, you know, might utilize different position groups more, kind of lean more on play action, things like that?
Yeah, it's a very complex offense. He carries a lot of offense. We've installed a ton of stuff, and just, you know, being diverse and be able to do a lot of different things, a lot of motions, a lot of different personnels, a lot of different formations. You know, we're going to get a lot of things done on offense, and it's going to be tough for defenses to adjust. And, you know, that's what we've been talking about with the defensive guys. They go over things in meetings every day, and then they come out and they see things. They're like, I don't even know what to do with that. You know, a lot of different bunch formations and, you know, motions, like I said, everything. So, you know, it's going to be tricky for defenses that we play, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, I always find it interesting, you know, this how these mobile quarterbacks kind of come about. A lot of them play different sports, things like that. Mm-hmm. When did you, I mean, were you always wanting to be a quarterback? And then, you know, at some point, did you kind of realize that you were also able to take off as well? You know, how did that kind of come about?
So growing up, I was homeschooled. I played baseball and basketball my whole life. I actually didn't play football until ninth grade, until I got to high school. You know, so when I first stepped on the field, I had my baseball background. Obviously had a pretty decent arm, I thought. And then, you know, hopped on the football field and instantly, you know, started playing quarterback. I played JV my first fall, and, you know, right after that, my freshman spring of high school, I jumped up. I was a starter on the varsity team. And, you know, since there, it's kind of, you know, just transferred over and, you know, playing basketball and all that other stuff, just the athletic, part of it, being able to run and whatnot, has really just played a big impact in that.
Yeah.
We're at Yeoman Stadium, Tulane Media Day, speaking with quarterback Michael Pratt at MichaelPratt930 on Twitter is the way to give him a follow. I love this because it's got to be something that you like as a competitor. The phrase iron sharpens iron, steel, whatever you want to use. Mm-hmm. I love the first wave defense thing that defense is doing. Like, yep. I'm trying to get that black shirt. Apparently have to earn it. But Michael, when you have that on the opposite side that you're going up against, where literally it's not just making plays, it's the extraordinary play, the extra step for them to earn that, what does it do on the offensive side?
It just drives a lot of competition. You know, every position on the field, receivers, running backs, offensive line, just pushes them. You know, we just got to go out there and, you know, play our brand of football and, you know, compete against this defense and make each other better.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the weapons that you sort of have. The backfield here for Tulane's always been something that, man, as long as I was covering you guys and Todd's done games, there's always been NFL running backs, things of that nature. Receiver, though, it's kind of changed a bit, right? Because you maybe had receivers that maybe blocked for perhaps first, but maybe a quarterback like you that likes to air it out. How does that sort of change on the offensive end, and what can we expect from the guys on the outside?
We got a lot of really good talent. A lot of guys coming back from last year. Deuce Watts, Fat Watts, Jaquan Jackson, Jatavian Tolles. We got a newcomer, Shea Wyatt, and Kyron Sutton. Definitely going to help us out a lot. Freshman receiver, TJ Huggins, has done a lot of really good things for us. He's probably going to get a lot of playing time this year. Just having those weapons and having that many different receivers out there and, you know, just the competition within that group. They come out here and they work their butts off every single day and, you know, puts a lot of emphasis on the quarterbacks and trust in us that we can count on those receivers.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of the time, again, with these mobile offenses, you kind of have those intermediate short throws oftentimes to the running backs. And so with this new system, is it totally, you know, power back running down, or are you guys kind of looking more at those receiving running backs as part of this offense?
Definitely going to have a lot of receiving running backs. YG Booker, he's going to be huge for us this year just with his speed. He's going to be an outside zone guy, you know, a guy that we're going to give it to on the perimeter, throw him quick passes, arrows and whatnot. He's going to help us a lot. Cam Carroll's going to be a huge downfield runner for us. But just the diversity and everything that we have on the offense, you know, we're going to be able to do a lot of different things and change it up.
It's crazy. You didn't even mention Tajay Spears yet. Right? And I mean that in a positive way. Uh-huh. Because in a short amount of time last season, you're sitting there watching, this guy is something just special and unique. From the perspective of him being back, man, after tearing his knee up like that at Southern Miss and making that catch that everyone keeps talking about in the end zone, as a teammate and somebody that's competed, what does that mean, man?
That's awesome. You know, he's a guy that, you know, as soon as he got hurt, he was really the last person I was worried about just because of his work ethic and, you know, the way he carries people, not just on the field, but, you know, his leadership aspects as well. You know, he's going to be huge for us. We have really good running backs. We've got Tajay, Cam Carroll, Devin Brumfield, YG. It's really exciting just having all of them. They do a really good job pushing each other and, you know, helping each other out.
They may not get a lot of the love, but none of it's going to happen. The receivers are the running backs are yourself, sir. The guys up front, though, yeah, don't protect you.
Yep.
The importance, because look, you look at this conference. There's some big linemen in some of these conferences, and they tend to have successful offenses behind those guys. Mm-hmm. For people that maybe don't follow Tulane or looking towards this season, what kind of O-line is in front of you this year?
That's definitely one of the most exciting parts of this offense this year. I think last year we had 8 or 9 different guys start a football game on the offensive line.
That's difficult, isn't it?
That's a lot. That's a lot of guys. You know, we had a lot of injuries, a lot of, you know, guys out having from COVID last year. So just the competitiveness in those guys and, you know, competing every single day to win that spot. You know, I don't even know if there's really going to be set spots for some of those positions on the offensive line. I think a lot of guys are going to rotate just because of the amount of talent and competition that we have there. But they've been doing a really good job in that room, just competing and, you know, getting after it every day, pushing each other and, you know, definitely progressing a lot from last year.
What's, you know, kind of turn it back to yourself, what's an area that you feel like you needed to kind of work on or saw as a weakness that you've seen start to make strides in this offseason?
I really think just seeing the field, you know, seeing coverages, seeing blitzes, checking protections, picking up things, communicating with the offense. Now that I have a year under my belt and, you know, moving into year 2, I think a lot of that stuff just started to click. And just the communication level, especially the chemistry between me, the offensive line, the receivers, the running backs, you know, we all see things. We're all on the same page. And, you know, that's something that's really exciting going into year 2. And, you know, the game really just slows down a lot at that point.
Yeah. Michael, final question. UAB starts conference play on September 25th. Before that, 3 non-conference. Morgan State sandwiched between Ole Miss and Oklahoma to start the season. I don't need to tell you who the Sooners are. Obviously, the polls know that. The history tells you that as well. To face 2 of the first 3 like that, though, how is your locker room approaching it?
You know, really, everybody's really excited. You know, it's an awesome opportunity for us here at Tulane just to play against some big-time teams like that. We're not necessarily looking at it like we're playing the best team in the country because we got to go out there and we got to play our brand of football, what we practice every single day. But obviously, we have that circled on our schedule, and it's something that we're really excited about.
How special is that first game, though, going to be here at Yeoman?
It's going to be huge, especially going to have people in the stands. It's going to be huge from, you know, transition from last year. It's going to be really exciting.
How big of that is that? Did you miss fans?
Yeah, you can say that for sure.
It's different though, right? I mean, did it help on the road though, making those calls or?
I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah.
I guess that's something we'll find out once we travel to Oxford and, you know, that place will be jumping. So that's something that'll be exciting though.
Man, it's here though, man. I can't believe it. It's just, what, not even 2 weeks away?
Not even.
I like it. Thank you, for your time today.
Yes, sir. Thanks
for
having
quarterback me. Michael Pratt at Michael Pratt 930 is the way to follow him over on Twitter. And, yeah, so it's right around the corner. Oklahoma is, the 4th of September to start things. And Maddie, again, you can kind of get the sense and feeling to, as well, it's going to be one of those seasons, man, where I think people are going to be talking about Tulane one way, shape, or form for sure. Obviously, starting out the season against the Sooners, but the expectation level, it's just different. Now, you're coming in to cover a team that 6 wins, a bowl game, a bowl win used to be the pinnacle. It was they got to six. They got to a bowl. That's no longer the case. You can kind of feel that.
Yeah, I mean, in the time I went here, just the complete difference from my last year being the first year that Fritz started here in 2016, and to see, you know, really what this identity of this team is now in just a short time is very, it's honestly astonishing.
I think one of the things too, and we'll bring in Todd at some point here if he doesn't, you know, jet on out of here and go get ready for a Pels game though. Just one thing that you also see is really just the type of players that you're bringing in. And Coach said it first. It takes some time to sort of turn it around and build it. You got to get frontline starters. You got to get guys that can do that. And then, as he mentioned when we wrapped up, then you also have to have depth. And that's the difference. On a given Saturday, you can compete with some of the top schools. I know Todd will back me up on this here as well. You'll have those schools, you know, at LSU Tulane back in the day or some of that. You'll have a good quarter or two. It's eventually the depth will get you. It's eventually they have 5-7 players in the SEC that can score a touchdown. You have one. So it's getting the depth, right, Todd, in order to sort of do that. And, man, from the years that you've called football to now, they just look different on a football field.
Well, Maddie just mentioned Fritz's first year, and you were here. They didn't have enough bodies to practice in the fall. They could not hold scrimmages when Fritz was first starting here because they didn't have enough wide receivers.
Yeah.
So it is remarkably different than when he started. I am such a big fan of Willie Fritz. I just really, really am. You saw where Coach Fritz had never lost in his entire career.
Right.
And that first season when he came in, it was a struggle for him just because of what we talked about, the lack of depth, the lack of bodies. But he never let it get him down. Mm-hmm. He kept forging ahead. He wasn't going to use anything as an excuse. And, you know, I was just thumbing through the media guide from last year. I mean, that Navy game, the SMU game, the Tulsa game. Tulane easily could have had 9 wins last year.
Yeah.
Easily could have had 9 wins.
Okay.
And I heard him talk about finishing games.
Yeah.
Got to finish.
I'm going to make you happier.
Okay.
Less than 4 hours away from the Pels taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Coming up next, Marlon Favorite on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Back in 1814, New Orleans won the war. Now we got a tougher army than we had before. A football team that fights them all right to the final gun. Now there's no doubt from coast to coast, the Saints are number one.
Oh, they'll run through the Rams, they'll run through the Cowboys. The Saints will make believers out of every team they play. The Giants and the Packers and the...
Make this the summer event at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right ones should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Coco's Mexican Restaurant on Highway 1 in Raceland is open and ready to please you. They have daily lunch specials Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mouth-watering Mexican food daily with delicious specialty dishes like coconut shrimp tacos, Baja fish tacos. Plus try the trio burritos or the carne asada. Coco's Mexican has happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. Delivery service from waiters also available. They're located on Highway 1 in Raceland next to the post office. Coco's.
When it comes to planning for the financial independence of you and your family, you just can't afford to be wrong. If you're within 10 years or less of retirement, the opportunities to adequately provide for your future are becoming less and less. We guide clients to make suitable investment decisions to pursue their goals once their earning years are over. For a confidential, no-obligation evaluation of your financial goals, contact me, Raleigh Galliano, today at 325-6500. Galliano Wealth Management Group, advice you can trust. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
I was surprised.
I was definitely surprised.
Yep, we had no idea. Totally surprised.
Can you say jaw drop?
Who knew? State Farm, with these great rates?
The surprise everyone's talking about is the surprisingly great rates for home and auto insurance from State Farm, especially when you combine them.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today. 985-632-0988.
What would you say you do here?
Sports. Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
At Big Fave 504 is the way to follow him on Twitter. Inside the Trenches, the podcast. Marlon Favorite, sir, an hour earlier because you got other broadcasting duties to do, sir, next hour. So how are you today?
Man, all is well, Gus. Just feeling good. Glad football season is here. Got us a Saints game to watch. Hello.
Indeed.
Raphael, sorry. Marlon.
Jason, you cut me off and then you call our guest the wrong name.
Usually we have Raphael on at this time, but Marlon, 10-year anniversary of you basically fly, Eagles fly, huh?
Oh, is that where you're going?
No.
Wow.
Hey, let me tell y'all, bro. Every football season since 2011, they get me with that one. It's some Instagram page, or at this particular time, it was Pick Six Pod, CBS, and I knew it was funny. My son's friend Norman Hand, late great Norman Hand's son. He texted me. The first thing I saw in the text was all the crying faces. I'm like, oh yeah, it's some type of joke, and I clicked on it, and that's what it was. So I kind of consistently get the same comments. Everybody's like, I give you an A for effort. So I guess that's cool too.
Would you like to describe what this is right here? This is the... there's the GIF. And Marlon, would you like me to do the play-by-play? Would you like to describe what I see? It's a Browns quarterback taking off run. And there's Marlon Favorite, right? Looks like you have the angle. And then around the 20... No, it's the 32-yard line. You leap. Now, you don't come down until about the 27-yard line. So you do fly in the air for about 4 or 5 yards. You're a member of the Eagles. What was that, Maddie?
I was just curious which Browns quarterback.
I honestly don't know. Who is that, Marlon, you're trying to tackle?
Brandon Whedon? Sounds about right.
I think he bounced around the NFL, too. Like he was a journeyman as well.
Yeah.
I forgot, Maddie. I really did.
You know what, though, Marlon? Here's the beauty of it. You did try, and maybe you just took to heart the song, Fly Eagles Fly. You were legitimately trying to fly, but you gave effort, Marlon, and that's all that we ever want as fans. We want to see effort from our players, and you gave effort.
No doubt, Dustin. You know, gravity just kicked in, so if y'all want to see gravity.
It's undefeated.
It is undefeated, by the way. As Jordan brought up, though, it is interesting when you think of guys trying to make plays and stand out. And that's where we are, right? When the preseason gets here and tomorrow's game one of now only three. And Marlon, one of the themes that we have talked about when we have you on the show is there aren't a lot of practices. I keep telling that to people to try to figure out or learn things. You have 13 practices going into the game tomorrow. And then you come back, you get ready. And then there's a game next week on Monday. You come back, there's a few practices, and you have another game, and that's it. It's cut day. So that balance, Marlon, of you, like you were trying to do with the Eagles, of making plays and at the same time, though, being, you know, technique sound and doing the right things that maybe coaches grade better than fans and viewers, though. How hard is that, though? You know you need a shine, though, right?
It is hard because, Gus, you know, guys who are NFL journeymen or undrafted rookies, you don't get as many reps. So every rep you're in, you have to take full advantage of it. And if I'm not mistaken, that particular team was like an all-star team. We were like the Monstars. We had Michael Vick, Vince Young, Nnamdi Asomugha, Asante Samuel. You know, we had it was a roster full of, you know, superstars on the D-line taking inside the trenches. You had Trent Cole. You know, you had guys like Jason Babin up front. So in the midst of those guys getting reps, you have to make it, you know, thought process. And Gus, again, like Jordan said, that was an anniversary, 10 years from there. You know who makes 10 years old today?
No.
Excuse me, in September?
No.
Lil Marlon wow. Jr. What was going through my mind was I got to make this team. I got a baby on the way. So I just sold out, y'all. And unfortunately, that's the mindset of most players in the NFL right now, preseason, especially the guys that don't have their spot solidified. You have to make every play count.
Man, that makes a lot of sense, no doubt. Marlon Favorite, a Big Fave 504 on Twitter, Inside the Trenches, the podcast, Maddie.
Yeah, speaking of the trenches, you know, that's a group that is going to kind of be under close scrutiny for the Saints in this upcoming preseason game. And, you know, talking about those guys that know this might be, you know, one of their few opportunities to make a roster. Are you looking at that group in particular? And is there anyone that you've seen that you think might have actually, you know, a legitimate chance of kind of taking over for David Onyemata in that role?
I mean, I'm kind of still the same way y'all are from last time. I know Christian Ringo is a name that has been ringing, a guy that's proven himself up front, you know, to be a force to reckon with or competing. So, you know, I look at guys like that. Of course, you just kind of look through where the Saints are in regards to just trying to figure out who fits where and what moves you can actually do. So you look at guys like Jalen Dalton. Of course, a guy who's had experience, Malcolm Rose, you know, rotating in and out. And you take a look at that nose guard position, and that's the position that that I really look at. You have a guy like Bronson. You know, he just gets here as a college free agent. He's not owed a particular certain money. You know, opportunity, a guy like this third on the depth chart at the nose guard position, if he goes out there in this preseason game, and he solidifies himself as someone who can hold point in a run game, they might consider him, at least for the first 6 weeks. So I think you look at it from that perspective, and you get an understanding that, hey, it's a need, and this is a perfect opportunity for a player who may have not been drafted. Because you look at the depth chart, y'all, on the defensive line, outside of the guys they brought in the first round, it's a lot of late rounders. So this is the area where they don't undraft the free agents, where there's a lot of opportunity for guys who want it.
We're talking with Marlon Favorite. You can follow him over on Twitter at BigFave504. Marlon, I wanted to ask you last week, I heard a couple of these rookies coming in. I want to go inside the trenches. They were talking about just how the game has slowed down for them. And I wanted to get into your opinion or your take on, like, how is that different than a wide receiver or a quarterback? How are players that play inside the trenches, how does that whole situation come into effect where the game slows down for a lot of these younger guys?
I think it really starts, Jordan, excuse me. I think it really starts for the younger players. It starts with playing strong up front, showing that not only you have the proper technique, but you can handle a double team. You can handle a combination block when it comes your way. That's the stuff that the coach is looking for. You don't want to have cemented feet. What I mean by that is a lot of times D linemen, they come out of their explosive stand, but their feet don't move. You know, their feet stuck in the ground, and that'll, you know, rub a coach the wrong way. But if you can play with good hands, quick, able, even if you're someone that doesn't hold point, but you're able to at least win in your gap, that's little bitty notes that the coaches are looking for, particularly on the defensive line, when they're evaluating the guy. Because, I mean, it doesn't change, Jordan. We still have those running backs. We're going to see Christian McCaffrey. You know, we're going to see Leonard Fournette. You know, you start thinking about the solid running backs you have, and you want to make sure your interior is right.
I think one of the things, about 2.5 more minutes here with Marlon Favorite, that really stands out as well that I'll be looking at, Marlon, is Cam Jordan's back. I like the early reviews so far from Peyton Turner. Davenport's a guy that's been on the team. I'm not saying I'm worried about pass rushing. You don't have Malcolm Brown, though. You don't have Sheldon Rankins. And David Onyemata, Maddie's going to be out 6 games. Over the next 3, I'm looking at the D-line, how they stopped run. Because, you know, Saquon Barkley's on the schedule coming up. Christian McCaffrey's on the schedule in the first few games. So, needless to mention, you know, what the Packers have as well. So, I think your position, D-tackle, and the depth there and what the plays that they make, that's what I'm going to be paying attention to, because that translates. That's either preseason or regular season. Can they tackle? Can they stop a running back that's coming your way?
Gus, I'm with you. That's what I'm looking for. That's how the whole time we were doing a draft, that's why I was screaming, drafted, you know, Christian Broadmore was sitting right there from Alabama. We need that kid. That's someone who could have came in and really contributed. So that's something I'm looking for in this game on tomorrow. And also I want to see how well they rotate up front as well. Like, what guys are going in certain situations, and that'll tell a lot moving forward as we – because, like you said, preseason, no preseason. Can you make the tackle? Yeah.
Indeed. Big Fave 504. Thank you as always, man. Appreciate the time. We'll talk again on Monday and get your thoughts on what you think is going to happen. I probably should have prepped you for this, but, what do you think would be a headline as we wrap up tomorrow? Like, what do you think is the storyline tomorrow after the game? What do you think it will be?
The storyline will be Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill.
All right. Storyline on the quarterbacks. There you go. Maddie, you see, you started frowning, though, the second he said Jameis. He thought he was going to say Jameis wins it. You're
perked up.
Mm-hmm.
We've already been told that he will be the starter on this show.
No,
today,
Ian Book.
Ian Book. That's right. We're starting Ian Book. You didn't know that? Thank you, Marley. Enjoy the weekend, sir.
Hey, thank y'all. Y'all enjoy the weekend, y'all.
For sure, man. We'll talk again on Monday. Mr. Nick Anderson, he plays defense. You think he has one of those black jerseys, those black shirts? Apparently they're really coveted, man. You know?
Saints could have used
them. Get out there and make a tackle, Gus.
Yeah, Saints could have used them at this position.
Very true. We'll be back to Yeoman Stadium here on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
I'd like to tell you just what I want to. I'm not the kind that needs to tell you just what you want me to.
Do you know where you can find all your favorite Skechers shoes plus amazing styles you probably never even knew existed? Skechers.com. Because at Skechers.com, we have miles and miles of styles of the most comfortable shoes on the planet. We have boys and girls shoes that sparkle and light up. We have retro chic looks like Skechers Delight, so you can rock your best street style. Skechers.com has work shoes, slip-ons, sport shoes, casual shoes, canvas shoes, even Bobs by Skechers that help save the lives of pets. We have performance shoes like Go Walk, Go Run, Go Golf, and You by Skechers. No matter how you like to be active, Skechers.com has you covered. The styles are endless. And on Skechers.com, you can find all the fits you need. Relaxed fit, wide fit, stretch fit, seamless fit, flex fit, and many more. We're the fit specialists. Plus, you can find so many shoes with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Skechers is world-famous for comfort, and once you try some on, you'll understand why. So find all the styles, all the fits, and all the comfort for your whole family. Only at Skechers.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Having some starting trouble? We can help you out. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a charge, we can help with that too. And if you need a new battery, we've got a wide selection of replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. And we're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries, including Duralast Platinum with AGM and EFB technology. That's why we're America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2020.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back to Tulane Media Day. So we are live at Yeoman Stadium. Gus Kattengau, Jordan Kleber, Matty Hudak, new Tulane sideline reporter. So, Nick, she will be asking you the tough questions in the locker room. Nick Anderson, linebacker junior, joins us here. We've talked with head coach Willie Fritz, Michael Pratt on the offensive side. First off, Nick, good afternoon to you, man. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well.
Nick, I see it in your eyes, man. You're ready. There's a scrimmage tomorrow for you.
Most definitely, man. It's excited to be able to fly around, play live football, be able to tackle, be able to see how the younger players have developed over the course of fall camp, and just seeing how everybody plays when, you know, there's no quick whistle, you know, there's physical, real football going on. It's exciting.
Well, you're somebody that doesn't even like to wait to the first defensive snap. You're on all four special teams that he was talking about before. Would you like to tackle Jordan? Do a nice demonstration of what it's like. What?
I mean, I did say I could have been a tight end.
Here we go. Yeah, exactly. But why do you like special teams? You got to like it, though, right?
Most definitely. Overall, I feel like special teams makes a difference in the game. Just being able to go out, you know, opening kickoff and just feel the enthusiasm in the stadium and being able to fly down and make contact, whether that's making a tackle or hitting the person in front of you. It just prepares you mentally for going out on defense, and it cools you down to say, okay, that's out of the way. It's time to play ball.
The reason I bring that up is because we were talking before we came on the air here about you getting into the scrimmage and just finally, you said literally, I can't wait to hit somebody and make a tackle. That is something that's hard to do, right? I mean, whether it's Matt or myself covering and trying to make assumptions as to who can play or not, it's hard because the first game of the year is Oklahoma.
Right.
And they're going to be flying around. And on offense, you know, they're used to sort of doing that. But game speed and then being able to wrap up and tackle. And, Nick, I don't have to tell you that that was an issue last year, right? Yards after a catch probably led to a couple of third down conversions.
Right.
Fourth down conversions.
Right. And this is something that Coach Hemp has emphasized with him coming back, is just being physical and just having that mentality. Really, when it comes to tackling, it's about having the mentality, I'm going to get this guy on the ground. And that's something that he has emphasized, is just, you know, being able to be physical, not being shying away from contact, not being scared of contact, really getting your nose up in there and playing real football aggressive. And that's one of the things that he's really, you know, has told us as a defense, that he wants us to be the most aggressive defense in the country. He wants us to take those shots. He wants us to get after people. He wants us to take people to the ground aggressively and just play all-out hard-nosed football.
When you have someone like, you know, Michael Pratt under center, you know, from the linebacker position, it's not just having to kind of, you know, be there in coverage. It's having to kind of be aware that he could take off himself. So how has kind of having that, you know, dual threat quarterback helped you guys kind of grow on the defensive end?
Most definitely. Michael Pratt has made phenomenal trends since he's got here. I mean, he came here in the spring of, I want to say 2019, 2020, and he hasn't stopped since. He just comes in, he gets better every day. He has an amazing work ethic. He even talks to us after practice and asks us for our concept on things. He's a very coachable player. He makes great throws. I was in coverage yesterday in practice, and he dropped it in there on the over route, and I was like, how did he do that? But he's an amazing player. I mean, the ceiling's, the sky's the limit for him, and I'm just excited to see how good he does even better this season.
Yeah, you see a lot of these guys. I mean, even Devin White had a huge impact in the Super Bowl this past season. I mean, is there a guy in the NFL that you kind of model your game after? Or is there someone that you look at or look up to just at the linebacker position?
I love Devin White. I'm glad that you brought him up. I love the way
he
plays.
I do, too. I wish he was here before. I believe I said it all the time.
I love the way he plays. I love his mentality of being the best on the field, being physical linebacker that uses intelligence and speed along with physicality to produce. His ball skills are great. His run game is great. He's been a dog since he's been at LSU, and it's just somebody that I try to model my game after, simply because, you know, he's not the biggest. He's pretty fast, but, you know, he just knows how to use his leverage. He knows how to flow sideline to sideline. He knows how to play physical football.
Do you ride a horse, though?
Sometimes.
Maddie's looking at me. Devin White, look up Devin White. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
You haven't heard that story?
He rode a horse, yes, at Raymond James with the, you know.
Brought it into Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, with the Super Bowl trophy.
Maybe do that with Yeoman.
yeah, they could do that with the National Championship trophy. Nick, one of the things that you brought up, Michael Pratt dropping a ball in coverage and doing that. Look, you've had now a couple of seasons and seeing what the American Athletic Conference offenses are all about. Pretty good quarterbacks in this conference. How hard is it to play defense, man? Because when we do the broadcast, sometimes we go, just get a stop. Just get 3 points because you're going to have to score an offense. But is it impossible to hold teams to really not that many points because the offenses are so good?
This is an amazing conference. I feel like any team in this conference can go out and compete with any Power 5 school, most definitely. Every week you're going to play somebody who's very experienced, somebody who's very athletic. You're going to go against a great coaching staff. You're going to go against a great offensive line, a great quarterback. You're going to have very talent at the skill positions. And as a defensive player, it's something that you thrive on. You thrive on, you know, facing different opponents that will, you know, give you opportunities to increase your game. You know, I played against Tulsa last year, and they had a great offensive line. As far as the offensive tackles, the guards, they were very physical. And that's something that, you know, showed me, okay, you know, when you're blitzing, you got to come at this angle. You got to, you know, use these steps to get past these guys. And it's something that you can have a good takeaway after each game as far as adding something to your own game for the next opponent. So I love this conference. I love the competition in this conference, and I'm excited for this season.
I've mentioned that in broadcasts in the past, or even just speaking about two-lane football, when you see teams like SMU and some others, you see, I mean, their lines are so big, their receivers, I mean, UCF, they catch it, they're running. I mean, they're gone. Go catch them. The Saints drafted one, you know, obviously, in Tre'Quan Smith. So to kind of give you an idea of what you're going to face, does that help you when you face Ole Miss, Oklahoma, teams that are going to throw the football, teams that have athletic players? Because, Nick, honestly, you're facing that in the conference, aren't you?
Most definitely. Like I said before, like, the teams in our conference, they are great competitors. These aren't, you know, willy-nilly athletes. These are top-performing athletes. And this is one of the things, like, even with SMU, they have a lot of transfers in their program. They came from these Power 5 schools. And so when you're playing them, you know, you're playing somebody that may have been at Oklahoma, may have been at Ole Miss, or could go to Oklahoma and Ole Miss and compete. So I like that, because when we go and play Oklahoma, we play Ole Miss, it's not a big drop-off. You know, you're playing guys that you see every week in this conference, and it's just amazing to be able to compete against each week.
Yeah, and I mean, you're facing a really staunch opponent, quite obviously, in week one against Oklahoma. You know, what is kind of your guys' mentality going into that opening game, kind of knowing that you're essentially viewed as the underdogs?
I love the underdog mentality. I love, you know, just being able to go out and earn something. I don't want anything given to us as a unit, as a defense, as a team. I want us to go out there and earn it. So our biggest point of emphasis this offseason has not even really been on Oklahoma, but more so ourselves, because when you do everything that you can as an individual, your opponent doesn't exist. Your opponent is merely a descending voice of the truth that you speak and the work that you put in. So overall, we've just been focusing on being the best we can be, fine-tuning our mistakes from last year, fixing our correctives, and September 4th, they were handling this on.
Got about 4 minutes left with Nick Anderson, linebacker for the Green Wave. You're junior. How different has, just in that short amount of time, though, since you've been here in Uptown, has the mentality of this football program changed?
When I first got here, Tulane had just came off their Cure Bowl win. I think they had won six games before and barely made it to a bowl game. To the next year, us having coming out hot at the beginning of the season, having a battling game with Auburn, taking a tough loss to Memphis, but overall, you know, just having that mentality to where, okay, we're right on the breaking point. And then last year, our biggest downfall was not being able to finish games, but our still mentality is, okay, we made a bowl game last year. Three of the games that we lost last year went into overtime and came down to the fourth quarter. So we really look at ourselves like, that's not good enough. You know, we can't have those close games. We got to go out and we got to be able to be tough and produce in those tough times. And that's just something that Coach Fritz has taught us this year. Six wins is not enough. It's conference championship or nothing. And that's one of the things I love. Coach Hamp has also came in and jumped on that wave pretty quick by telling us, you know, he wants us to be the best defense in the conference. And I think that is very much something we can do with the talent that we got in the locker room. And I'm just excited. I'm excited for us to really go out and compete this season, compete against Oklahoma, Ole Miss, all the UAB, who's coming off a conference championship, and also playing, you know, having Cincinnati come down here, having playing against SMU, Houston, UCF. You know, it's a tough schedule, and I'm excited for it. I don't shy away from competition at all.
I like that. Being the best defense in the conference. One of those ways, maybe, perhaps, I'm just looking if you brought it. Looking and earning.
I'm looking for it all
day.
Yes,
I'm looking. I want to see this famed black shirt, man.
He's
first wave
it.
Of defense. Chris Hampton bringing that in, and Coach Fritz said when he brought it up to him, he loved the idea. Does something like that help, starting already what that is? Because you've talked about this, I'm pretty sure, already to other media members. Just doing your job, just, you know, doing your part on that play doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get that coveted black shirt that says first wave of defense on the back.
Most definitely. I mean, it has raised the level of competition in the defensive room. And not as the fact of, you know, anybody hating on each other, but the fact of, okay, you got to do your job. If you want to start on this defense, it's not just going to be all popularity. It's not going to be based off what you did last year. It's going to be based off what you did the practice before. And if you come out the next day and you don't produce in that practice, then you won't have the jersey on. And it's not about just being in the right place at the right time or doing your job. You got to make plays. You got to force fumbles. You got to break on balls, cause interceptions. Yeah, I mean, even on the production chart, if you drop an interception, you know, that's not a pass breakup. You dropped the interception. You didn't make a change on the play. And that's just something that Coach Hemp has, you know, brought in, and it makes us, it's going to make us better. It's going to make us compete with each other. And when competition always brings production, and I'm excited for it. Two practices of the year, I wasn't in the black jersey. And, you know, I didn't get frustrated. You know, I didn't look down upon myself or, you know, get jealous of my teammates that was in it. I just said, okay, Nick, you may have did your job last practice, but you didn't produce. Go out the next practice and produce. And that's, you know, something that, you know, has been going great on these six practices through fall camp. And I'm hopefully we carry it on through the season to, you know, have everybody producing the whole season. You know, just being good enough is not good enough. You have to be great. You have to be phenomenal. You have to come in every day. You got to produce. You got to work hard. And I'm glad that Coach Hemp has implemented that.
Nick Anderson, linebacker for the Tulane Green Wave, as always, man. Appreciate the time. And
Thank you. You can follow him.
Yeah.
Nick Anderson 14 _ over on Twitter.
There we go.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time, man.
Most definitely.
Yep. Good luck to you this season. Quick break. When we come back, we'll see if we can wrangle Tigra Fanini as we get ready for the Pels taking on Cleveland. In summer league game number 3, preseason game tomorrow is Saints and Ravens. I'll get it eventually here, I promise. We're your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Judging slowly over
website. Back to the bench. It's time to have fun, so come on in.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic is my lucky place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
It's time to have fun, so let us make you feel right at home with our fast and friendly VIP service. Come feel the magic today at one of our 9 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana, including our 2 newest locations, Cash Magic Galliano and the Royal Flush in Houma, Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker. Cash Magic. You'll always be a
VIP. Cash Magic. Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
The Toyota National Sales Event is going on now at Greg LeBlanc. At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma.
Through the end of the month.
And they're ready. The deals are red hot.
Red hot.
With loads of fresh new Toyotas arriving daily. Plus, they have over 150 quality pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Greg LeBlanc Toyota is giving top dollar for trades. Remember, the Toyota National Sales Event is going on now till the end of the month.
Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Or at the store. Greg's got the deals.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24/7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at joeseptic@viscom.net.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Now let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Gotta tell you, I was trying to find the right soundbite to play here. Ty Graffinini, voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, and I'm going to go with this one, especially after we just talked to a linebacker.
We knew today was going to be a bit of a slow start. We won our first game. We put in a lot of work. We had a day off. So we knew the second half was going to be a bit of a slow start, and then we turned it up in the second half. And as I've told these guys already, we want to start with our defense. We have to be a sound defensive team in order to compete and win at a high level. I think our guys are doing a tremendous job of buying in, and we want to continue to build.
That would be Willie Green, correct?
Yes. And
second game.
Yeah, imagine that defense. We just spoke to Nick Anderson. They're wearing the first wave of defense shirts. I don't know if Willie Green and the Pels have anything like that as well. But, Todd, look, I know it's summer league, and I know you have to look at certain things. But I've been talking about it with people that have covered the Pels this week. And what translates? What can I see against better players? What can I see in the regular season? Effort, energy, hustle. Not being on skates, kind of, you know, basketball IQ awareness. And more importantly, if I can play D, I can play D. And Najee Marshall's defense with a minute something left in an 18-point game, that translates to the regular season, sir.
The shots are not going to fall every night. The shots were definitely not falling two nights ago. And, I mean, it was a very low-scoring game. But I actually thought of something watching Najee Marshall just fly around the court the other night. I couldn't believe I was thinking it at the same time, but I was thinking to myself, he's actually trying too hard.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That's what Coach said.
He was going so fast and so hard, it was to his detriment. So he had to kind of dial it back a little bit. But, I mean, hey, man, and I said after the first game, you know, we were all talking about Trey Murphy's 26 points. Mm-hmm. Najee Marshall was the best player on the court that night in the first game. He, without question, was the best player on the court two nights ago. And I just love to watch his confidence. His confidence is literally growing every single game. He is the, I mean, you call him the elder statesman of this team, but he is. And think about it. He started last year as a two-way player in the G League. And now he has parlayed that into a full NBA contract. And now he's got to be seen as a mentor to these younger guys. And he's still a young guy.
Yeah, and you kind of mentioned it when the shots aren't falling, Todd. I mean, there's one thing that you can do on both sides of the floor, and that is hustle plays. And we saw a bunch of bodies on the ground for your New Orleans Pelicans whenever the ball was just rolling around. So that's another thing to kind of get the momentum and tempo of the game in your favor.
Love seeing guys diving on the floor. Love it. Again, that's just pure hustle. And I actually sent out a tweet during the game. It said, blood on the floor. You got to love it. I mean, but that's when guys are diving and you hear that skin on the hardwood. I mean, and I think someone put out, you know, you could actually hear Najee yelp when he was sliding across the floor. But, I mean, that's the kind of player that he is. And, again, if it rubs off on, you know, Murphy and Jones, and it's just these young kids, and Didi Luzauda. I just love watching those young guys on the floor. And look, here's another reason, if you're a Pels fan, why you want them to win. And you think, well, these games don't mean anything. They absolutely do, because there's a playoff system here in the Summer League. So if they keep winning games, they'll keep playing games. The more reps they can take, the better. That's why you want them to keep winning. There's a four-game schedule. Don't you want to see them play five or six?
I do.
You know, just to keep playing.
Can I interrupt your
excitement? You're obviously very distracted.
I want to interrupt your excitement by the 2-minute, 46-second piece the Pelicans put together on TM3. Trey Murphy, you want to talk about excitement? You know how excited I was about Kyrie last year?
You know, he's talking over the video now.
Well, it's in the background.
Well, he didn't make a three the other night, but notice he had the little 10-foot, 15-foot teardrop. Notice that shot?
Bama to Bama, Todd to Todd player, Kyra to Herb Jones, came off of a defensive play by Trey Murphy. I love this video. In the 2 minutes, Pels fans, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It was posted 4 hours ago. You get a sense of his personality. Todd, just calm. Just, I mean,
right.
Super nice, right?
Smooth?
Yeah, and just, I don't know, man. It's one of those things where I'm just kind of looking at him like, look, the moment's not going to be too big, if that makes any sense. Just calm it. I mean, when I've seen him play in two games, he's just kind of waiting for what is in front of him. Does that make sense?
No, I do. I was thinking back to draft night when we were at Hooters on the West Bank, and Gus was begging for that kid from Gonzaga, and then it didn't happen. Yeah. And are you pleased with what?
I'm very
has
pleased.
Did you see what happened?
Are you now pleased from what transpired from the 17th?
I mean, I text y'all guys. This could be the team's Pippin. I mean, yes, I'm very pleased. I went from get somebody else to this may eventually turn to the second best player in the team.
Mind you, we already forgot that guy. We already forgot that guy's name. That
who?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I saw him chucking up bricks two nights ago, by the way.
Did he get injured?
And I thought about you the entire time, Gus. I mean, just brick after
the
brick.
The only reason I bring that up, though, Todd, and the reason I do, though, is because passing, defense, can knock down threes, has a floater, sense of the game.
He's long,
that kind
too.
Of stuff. Yes, he's got size already. And again, the stuff that's inside, when you want to go to a school that's based on defense, when that's not what you do, when your offensive game basically probably is going to get you a look-see already,
right?
That says something about Bobby.
Right after he was drafted.
Yeah.
You are not going to play for Tony Bennett at Virginia if you cannot play defense. You're just not going to be on the floor.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think about a school like Virginia, obviously a great basketball school, but a very big-time academic school. You know where Trey Murphy was before he went to Virginia? He went to Rice. It's another academic school.
Yeah, like
so
I
this
said,
kid
you get
obviously
sense
has it from the neck up.
In 2 minutes and 46 seconds, he just gets it already. I mean, he just honestly gets it already, man. What do you want to see, though, in Game 3? Jordan said consistency going into Game 2. What do you want to see?
I'd like to see, I mean, again, I'm picking nits here. I'd like to see a little bit better outside shooting.
Okay.
Because it was a struggle the other night. It was. And quite honestly, it was a struggle the first night because it got masked by Murphy 6-for-9.
Right.
Nobody else really did a whole lot. So I'd like to see some better three-point shooting, but how can you argue with what you've seen defensively?
Yeah.
The blocks, the steals, the deflections, the diving on the floor. And again, Willie Green is coaching this team.
I was going to say that. Look.
That's, to me, is the biggest X factor out of them all because these players are showing Willie Green what they can do right before his eyes.
We expect Zion, Brandon Ingram, Valanciunas, Devontae Grant. We're expecting that. We'll see what happens with that fifth starter. We're expecting that. But, Todd, the fact that this new coach, this young coach with his young guys, kind of learning and just having this week together, the games are one thing, but you're practicing. You're around each other. You're getting to know one each other. You know from calling now two seasons in the NBA. We've talked about this before with the Golden State Warriors. Offense, yes, you got to have that. You got to have your stars. You got to have your starters. If you don't have guys that come off the bench, and if Zion can't get a breather, if we had situations last year where one of those are on the court and the offense stagnates, say when Brandon was on, but to have Kyra run, I was talking to Daniel about that, be able to run the offense, have somebody else that can shoot when Brandon Ingram is on there so it's not just him having to score. Somebody that can rebound for him, somebody that can, you know, help him create by giving him the pass. The ability to have guys that can come off the bench to help the other players.
Right.
I think is massive.
When starters take a break, you can't have it just chasm. And, and you know, you've got to have guys that are going to be able to hold serve and if not even increase what's going on as far as an energy and an effort stance. So, no, I mean, look, again, we're two games in. We're going to see what's happening tonight. I just hope they keep winning games so they can keep playing games.
Well, it's about building a culture, right?
Correct.
We keep talking about that and culture building is literally winning is not a bad thing. Anytime you can win at anything is good. I mean, we just got done, Todd, as we transition to the other thing you've been doing. We just got done watching a quarterback that's going into Hall of Fame that couldn't stand losing at anything. Competed to get to water first, competed after practice. So culture building and a culture of winning can start at any time. And it's about everything. So I'm not going to complain if they don't. You've been covering the Saints, though, for 13 practices, UJD as well, over at CST, NewOrleansSaints.com. I've asked everybody else that's done it. What do you want to see tomorrow?
All right. I want everybody to stay healthy. That's number one, because we've had enough of that. I've been dumbfounded in the first 13 practices. It hasn't been too high. It hasn't been too low either. I just would like to see the quarterbacks and we'll find out what the rotation's going to be. Mm-hmm. Again, my opinion, I think it's going to be Taysom first tomorrow night. Just move the team. Get a few first downs. However you have to do it.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
If you got to run. I'm curious to see how much Kamara's going to play, how much Latavius Murray's going to play, how much Devontae Freeman is going to play.
Depends on how they use him, too, if they're going to be receiving backs or more, you know, power backs. That'll be pretty illuminating.
Tomorrow night is going to be fascinating.
Ty Graffinini, we're 2 minutes from the top of the hour, which would make it 2 o'clock. Pelicans and Cleveland tip off at 5 o'clock, sir. 3 hours.